Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it.
Genuine come on, come on. Michigan common sense feel on it, display every day.
All right. Monday, back with the Professor Alan Sachs with his take on it, all of it. Political science professor, University of Texas Arlington, been doing an awfully long time. I guess my question to you, Professor, I mean, the movie out Detroit right now, talking about the riots of 1967 and all the racial upheaval of the late 1960s, 50 years on, and we have clashes like this. Both sides came looking for violence, clearly based on all the pictures and the police and everything else. Has much changed in 50 years?
Oh, I think a lot has changed, but the potential for rioting is still there. In fact, we know what was it in Ferguson, Missouri, where there was pretty terrible rioting there in various places. Berkeley, California, over free speech rioting, those things have happened. Thank goodness it's not the scale of Detroit or of Watts in Los Angeles in the 1960s or other places, but many rioting, if that's a good word for it. And I hope it doesn't get any bigger at all. But I think the capacity is there. By the way, I'll be very sarcastic. Where is the unity that President Obama was going to bring to the country? Much of this animosity, I think, was simmering under President Obama's administration, and it wasn't because he was of black heritage or anything like that. And by the way, he had a great opportunity, being black and white, to really bring unity to the country. In fact, it seems like that right below the surface, there was a tremendous amount of disunity that came about during his administration.
Yeah, that seems to be quite the case without question. And he had a unique opportunity, and he either squandered or specifically went the other way. And it depends on who you ask as to what that answer is. And there's a lot of commentary and discourse and discussion on what his intentions truly were. You have to wonder.
That's
if
right.
You look back at that presidency as to where his agenda took us. Because here we are. Here we are with North Korea and Iran and racial strife in the streets.
That's right.
And you wonder, what happened over the last 8 years.
He did not have the bombast or the bellicosity of President Trump by any means. He was much smoother, smiling, much more sophisticated. But many of his actions spoke volumes, and they're still with us today. The Iran deal, the Korean, quote, deal. And it wasn't just his fault with Korea. It goes all the way back to President Jimmy Carter. And President Trump was very right about one thing a couple of months ago when he said he was left all these things on his table, on his plate, to finish up. And, boy, he was correct, at least on that one point.
Yeah. So where do you think we go from here? Because I had I had one of the people that attended on the white supremacist side of the rally in Charlottesville or melee or whatever the hell it was on Saturday. He was on the phone with me this morning, a Michigan man, a young man in his 20s, who said he believes that whites are being marginalized and pushed out. And he says, I'm not particularly for violence, but I am for defending, white race. And I said, is this the beginning or just the end? He goes, no, this is just the beginning. He goes, we're just getting started, is what he said. An ominous comment.
It is ominous. It is very ominous. If the media, I'm going to blame the media a lot, if the media just would not show up at these things, I think it would be, the old joke was in the 1960s and 70s, it was sort of a joke, but it made its point. It was a motto. What happens if they called a war and nobody showed up? What happens if they called a demonstration and nobody shows up, the media? That would be an interesting note. What would happen if the media just wasn't there? I saw in Charlottesville yesterday, when a spokesman for the white nationalists was going to give a press conference, and the swarm of the media toward him, it was like ants toward honey. It was incredible, the video of showing all of the media swarming toward him, So the media hates what's going on, and yet they ramp it up.
That's exactly right. And they take one position, they put it under the microscope. They ignore. I mean, they ignored altogether the fact that the police spokeswoman and all of the police realized and understood that both sides. And so when the president went out there and said, we need to stop violence on all sides, and then was roundly attacked and criticized, well, he didn't take on the neo-Nazis and so forth strong enough. There was violence from all sides. The president was exactly accurate in what he said. It needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. Conversations are fine. But when you come with ball bats and helmets, and this is true of both sides, you're coming, you're looking for blood. Well, they got it. And now they blame one side and the other one is held blameless by the media. That's not appropriate. That's not right.
And the media, of course, that very famous expression that a lot of people use toward the old print media, if it bleeds, it leads. And the media just swarms to that kind of stuff.
All right, there you go. All right, I got to run, Professor. That's where we're going to leave it for today. The media, there's a reason they're disliked in this country, no question about it. I greatly appreciate it, and we'll talk next Monday.
Thank you so much. Hopefully it'll be a quieter week.
Yeah, we'll see. I wouldn't count on it. All right, let's go to the hotline, 888-900-9966 for the last few minutes of the program here today. We'll start with Matt checking in from Okemos. Matt, welcome to the show.
Well, you know, after 2008, we had an uprising of liberal leftist radicals, and I think that they're taking on what normally would march through a town and nothing would happen. And this is happening all over in Seattle. Those G20 summits are all the same thing. Those aren't KKK people at G20 summits. Those are them there.
Those are the Antifa people. That's right. It's the Antifa people. It's the people that say Trump is the symptom, capitalism is the disease. I saw those stupid signs in Charlottesville and every other left-wing whack job, you know, ideal and idea are on display at these events. Make no mistake, but several came looking specifically for a fight. And that's a
fact.
That's
correct.
At any rate, I got to run, Matt. Thank you for that. If you want to get into a couple more, thank you. If you want to get into a couple more of these conversations, I'll leave the phone lines open for the last few moments of the program here today. If you'd like to chime in, what are your thoughts on Charlottesville? Where do you stand? All right, I stand with America. I don't stand with those that hate or try to foment hate. I stand with America and my neighbors. This is the Steve Gruber Show.